It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined by a pair of leaders with the Tuolumne Utilities District, the Interim General Manager Dave Andrus and District Engineer Eric Johnson. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a topic will definitely be water on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Dave Andrus, it's been a few years since we've had you in the studio for Motherlode Views. You were in a familiar position back in 2015, so if you could kind of tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my background involves I have a master's degree in public administration. I've worked for over 35 years in local government, mostly in the areas of water and wastewater management. I've retired and I consult with various agencies in these situations when their manager leaves or retires. I come in and assist the board in shoring up any issues that they may have and try to assist them in recruiting for a new general manager.
And you're a fairly familiar face at TUD, I imagine, having served as the interim general manager previously.
Yes, I am. I'm glad to be back. They have an outstanding staff there, and it's good to work with the board. It's a very good organization.
So what will you specifically be doing as an interim GM over the next few months?
Well, top priority is recruitment for the new general manager. We have a consultant on board to do that. Otherwise, I'm working with Eric to try to make sure that we're on the timelines for our capital improvement programs. That was a big discussions we had with the community in the past when we talked about rates. And we're trying to make sure that we're getting out the projects that the community needs and trying to keep them on schedule.
So recruiting for that permanent full-time general manager, what steps has the board of directors taken at this point in regards to that search?
Well, the board has taken action to hire an outside consultant to conduct the work. We're currently in the survey process now. We're asking community members, members of our staff, management staff, as well as our employees, as well as other stakeholders in the district, to give us a feedback on what they see and what they want to see in a new general manager. Right now, we're going to be holding stakeholder meetings with community members, and if community members are interested in taking part in that process, they can get in touch with Lisa at the district office, and we can arrange for a meeting with our consultants to get their input on that area. Right now, our tentative schedule is that we're going to open recruitment at the end of July. It's tentatively scheduled for July 25th. The closing on the recruitment is for August 21st, and then we will start the process of the interviews and background checks and various other activities by mid-August. So that's our current schedule. We'd hope to have somebody on, late fall, early winter.
And you're planning to stay as interim general manager during that whole period?
Yes, I am. I'm hoping to provide some continuity to the process.
So the selection of a new GM, it sounds like it's not necessarily going to be done behind a closed door. You're trying to get a lot of community input and in hearing what people want to see from the new GM?
Yes, that's the board, want to be open and transparent about the process and inviting as much input as we can from the community. And hopefully we can get a very talented person to work with the board and the community and the rest of the staff.
Having served in water districts in various areas in the region, when you come to TUD, what do you see as kind of the big challenges that TUD specifically has?
Well, TUD is, as we've identified the last time I was here, is water infrastructure is a critical component to the ability to serve water that meets drinking water standards. So right now I see as the biggest problem is just shoring up our infrastructure to make it more efficient. We have a lot of demands not only from our customers, but with the state's emphasis on conservation, we have a very diverse multifaceted water system. We have a lot of vulnerabilities as a result of that water system being as old as it is. As you're aware, you know, most of the early infrastructure was built by the miners. So we're talking very old infrastructure to get the water to us. We have to upgrade our plants to make sure that we meet drinking water standards. And the other big push we have is to try to consolidate some of the water supply plants, because it's very inefficient at this point, because we've absorbed a number of small water supply agencies that were primarily developed by developers, so we need to make sure that those are consolidated and operate more efficiently to try to reduce our operating costs.
I'll turn over to Eric Johnson, the district engineer for the Tuolumne Utilities District. Mr. Johnson, you know, what are some of the projects right now that are currently underway for the district and others that are kind of going through the review process?
Well, you know, I'll dovetail on what Dave was just discussing about consolidation of treatment facilities. And, you know, in 2009, I know it's amazing it's been that long, the district recognized the need to explore consolidation of water treatment facilities. And we started a study and evaluation at that time that really never got fully finalized and adopted by the board. And last December, our board decided to reallocate some money in this year's current fiscal year budget to finish that study. And we are getting very close to that. We've had a number of workshops with the board. And basically, as Dave had mentioned, we have 11 surface water treatment plants that were developed primarily to serve a very discrete, localized service area for a developer. And they were never intertwined, stitched together, or even thought of in the long-term framework of what's most efficient for our county. And operating 11 surface water treatment plants, we also have 4 well systems that have treatment also associated with them, is extremely inefficient and taxing on staff. It isn't that it's necessarily complicated. It's just the sheer volume of maintenance activities associated with maintaining one treatment plant is enough, let alone 11. And when you look at our service area and how it isn't very dense and populations aren't very high, we average, say, rough numbers, 1,000 service connections per treatment facility. City of Modesto has one treatment facility for over 70,000 service connections. And if you look at the economy of scale that we are not taking advantage of, you see some obvious fiscal benefits, one being just rough numbers, it costs somewhere around $1,000 per million gallons to treat at a facility that serves 1 million gallons per day. So $1,000 per million gallons for a 1 MGD, we say million gallons per day MGD plant. If you ramp up the size of that facility to a 6 MGD plant, we've done some studies that number drops by, you know, 2/3. You're more in the neighborhood of $300 to $400 per million gallons. So, you know, a tremendous cost savings as your facilities consolidate and get larger. Now, with that said, there's also other maintenance activities that go along with consolidation. You have more pipelines, but pipelines generally are more reliable and easier to maintain than treatment facilities. So we've done this study and hope to come to our board in late July, early August with some final recommendations. At this point, the board has indicated a desire to construct a treatment facility up at Sierra Pines. The district owns some property up there that could consolidate 4 water treatment plants. Those would be Cedar Ridge, Crystal Falls, Lakewood, and Ponderosa. And then the board has also indicated a desire to look at locating, siting a new treatment facility for the lower zone. We call that the Phoenix Sonora zone that would consolidate Scenic View, Phoenix Lake Park, and Sonora. And those facilities would range initially anywhere from 3 to 4 MGD in size, but be expandable, designed to be expandable, up to, in the case of Sierra Pines, 6 million gallons a day, and in Sonora, as much as 9 million gallons a day. Now, obviously, water conservation may allow us to defer those expansions, but that's the direction that we're trying to evaluate right now. And then furthermore, we recognize there's 120 or so other private and public water systems in our county that, to be honest, it's very difficult in this environment to maintain a small system. And some of those are being maintained by one or two individuals. Some of those people are retired. This isn't their full-time job. And we just envision a time in which we need to be prepared to be able to serve some of those areas so we don't actually backtrack and become more fragmented and even less consolidated over time. We need to set ourselves up to improve the efficiency.
Coming up with those preferred alternatives, I imagine that had to be a challenging, you know, task just with the difficult topography of the mother load and the layout and so forth.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have, 70, 80 pressure zones. We call those pressure zones where, you know, just based on elevation, in order to provide surface pressure of 30 to 50, 60 PSI at the house, there's an elevation band associated with that. And so we have pumps, we have pressure reducing valves, and consolidate, we really have a challenge to stitch those all together and make sure we're not pumping twice, three times in order to get to a service area.
Building new treatment facilities like this, is it something that would require state or federal grant money, or is it something that could be funded in-house? Do you know at this point?
We would certainly phase the construction. We would need funding assistance. We really would. I feel confident, and Dave's done a lot of work in securing funding for his other clients. And I feel confident that we would qualify for some funding assistance. But the first step is we have to do this evaluation so that we can justify that all the alternatives have been evaluated to the state and they feel confident that what they're investing in it really is the best solution long term.
Have to have the plans in place before the state will give you the money and
right.
Give it up. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Eric Johnson and Dave Andrus, leaders with the Tuolumne Utilities District, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Dave Andrus, the interim general manager, and Eric Johnson, the district engineer. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by the acting sheriff of Tuolumne County. Bill Pooley will be joining us to talk crime and looking forward as he prepares to step into the role of sheriff in Tuolumne County. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back with our second segment in just a minute.